Cherry was in Serbia for a week at WordCamp Europe, speaking there, connecting with friends. And right after she got back, I was offered the kind of a last-minute opportunity to attend a small in-person mastermind with about 15 other entrepreneurs, online entrepreneurs. So some of them run e-commerce businesses, some run content websites, there are some software entrepreneurs, and some folks were in between. They had exited businesses and are looking at their next thing. And kind of the thread that weaves them together is they're all interested in, you know, a lot of them are open to the concept of buying and selling businesses, and they're affiliated with the Rhodium community. If you haven't heard of Rhodium Weekend, spelled R-H-O-D-I-U-M, it's a small conference that's held annually in Las Vegas, and it's put on by founder Chris Yates. It's about buying and selling, but it's also about building a community of folks who are willing to take on different business types, different online businesses, and you know, either build portfolios or just learn how to take that tool belt that you build up over time and improve businesses, and sometimes just live off the cash flow, and other times sell the business for a profit. And so Chris also runs a really intimate mastermind group with about 15 founders, and they do a monthly call, and they connect with each other and support each other. And although I'm not part of that group, I had the opportunity last minute to join them when someone wasn't able to make it. And there was a spot that was available, and Chris extended the invitation to me. And so I got a phone call on a Thursday, booked a flight for Saturday, and headed out to Myrtle Beach to hang out with these other founders. And so I just got back. Sherry leaves for Boston in 2 days, and our schedules didn't line up to record an episode. So today I'm recording a solo episode about my experience doing that, because for me, being in a room with 3 or 4 people and talking entrepreneurship is great. And then being at MicroConf with 250, 260 other people, I'm cool with. But that in between, these small groups of founders, has always been a stretch for me. And it's something that's outside of my comfort zone to sit there and interact with a group that's kind of that large, but also small enough that it's that intimate. And you really have to be present, and you really have to have a lot of conversations. And it's something that, as an introvert, it isn't necessarily in my wheelhouse to do. So I had never experienced that or, you know, participated in an event like this. And I really wanted to push myself to figure out if it might be a fit for me. So with that, I'm going to talk you through my experience and what I felt like were the pros and cons of an event of this size, and how I handled it, and kind of my 8 steps for approaching something like this. If you're thinking about how to embark on a new experience and how to try to level yourself up with the help of others.
We plan to talk through the issues faced by startup founders and the people close to them.
Overused phrase, work-life balance.
It is an amazingly focusing time.
This is what we do, you know, aside from our families, this is our whole work life.
I am also known as Dr. Wine.
You know, this woman, non-traditional,
a little more zen in the startup life.
Those days were a mental struggle.
I have been stressed in the past, and I know that I will be in the future.
A founder and his or her significant other will both get value from the episode. So as I mentioned, I went to this Rhodium Mastermind, and it was definitely something that was outside of my comfort zone. And what I've realized over the years is, you know, back in, let's say between 2005, 2009, that 4-year span, I was learning a lot on my own, and I was reading and consuming blogs and books, but I really wanted to try to do something that didn't involve employees and didn't involve me to rely on anyone else. And as soon as I flipped that mindset, and it was around 2010, 2011, started working with Mike Tabor on MicroConf, then we launched the community, and I realized how much feedback and information actually helped me level up a lot faster than if I was trying to do it on my own. And at that point, I realized, boy, having other people involved and having their insight and people that are ahead of you in different aspects being able to weigh in is a really big deal. And so one of my Achilles heels is that I just don't ask for help enough. For some reason, I'm not good at it. I was not raised to do that. I was the youngest of 4 kids, and I pretty much had to do most things myself. And that is something that I'm, you know, I'm learning and trying to get past. And so with this invitation to join these 15 other entrepreneurs, I was really hesitant to take advantage of it. Even though I knew it would probably be a good opportunity, I had concerns that I would get there and either I wouldn't enjoy it, I wouldn't get anything out of it. I would feel like, I don't know, maybe left out because I was, or not an outcast, because that's a strong word, but someone who didn't belong, because there are, in essence, 15 entrepreneurs, some of whom have known each other for several years, most of whom appear on a call every month and discuss things. And so I knew almost no one in the group. And so that, for me, you know, again, as an introvert and someone who has tended to do things on his own over the years, it was a really big deal. And so I think that's like step one. So I have 8 steps that I mapped out to kind of talk through in this episode. And step one for me was a realization that I need to push past my comfort zone. And that's my advice for you. If you take nothing else away from this episode, it's like, learn to figure out when you're getting uncomfortable. Ask yourself why you're getting uncomfortable and figure out how to push past that, you know, in a healthy way. I mean, I'm not talking about you're uncomfortable driving 150 miles an hour or jumping off a bridge. Obviously, this stuff that can get you hurt and is not smart. But if it's something that is something in your head that is keeping you from acquiring that new website or launching that new project or sitting down and publishing that blog post or starting that meetup group or attending a mastermind like this, being part of something, I would encourage you to push past it intentionally, because the worst that could happen this weekend is that I got there and I didn't enjoy it, right? Or I got there and I was overwhelmed for a few days. And the worst case is that I wasted a few days and I learned something. And that's not a really bad thing. Now, it turned out, of course, it was the exact opposite. I mean, the punchline is that I got so much out of the event and so much out of the founders who were there, and not just during the sessions. There were about 4 or 5 hours of hot seat sessions per day, but it was the conversations outside of that, right? It was the hallway track. And even though the hot seats with 15 people in a room is kind of always, you know, it's a small group, so it's like a hallway track the whole time. And, you know, I'm ahead of many of the founders in the group. And then several of the founders are ahead of me in certain aspects, you know, in terms of the SEO expertise or building content sites, or certainly in e-commerce, which I have very little experience with. And so I think point number two for me was to have real conversations. And from the first night we got there, I started trying to figure out, you know, who do I think in this room who can I help and who can help me? Right. So instantly I single out the SaaS and the software founders, or the people who are aspiring to do that, to go up and offer my assistance, or, you know, ask their opinions and ask their thoughts, because certainly each of us has something to give one another. But in addition, there were some folks there who do, you know, content sites and who are acquiring sites. And this is something that I used to do kind of before all the SaaS stuff. I mean, from 2005 to 2011, really, I had AdSense sites. I had one e-commerce site. I had several different ebooks and small niches. And so this is not something that I'm opposed to doing. I've always been in love with business for the act of business, not a dogmatic, I need to be a software entrepreneur, or I need to be, you know, a SaaS founder. And so just having these conversations with someone who had built 2 content sites from scratch, first as the writer, then became the editor and hired writers, then hired an editor, built them up and exited both of them. That's something I can learn from, you know, and it's not to say that I'm going to do that exact path, but his knowledge, he's way ahead of me in terms of thinking through content machines and even, you know, SEO and structuring and just all the stuff that really I haven't been boots on the ground with since, let's say, 2012, 2013. I haven't really done much SEO or AdWords. And the fact that I was able to have real conversations, back to my point number two, and to basically say, you've built this, I respect that. I don't know much about that. How did it look? How long were you your own writer? How much did you pay your writers? What were your editors like? You know, what was it like to be an editor? Did you enjoy it? Why did you sell? I mean, just all these conversations, it kind of opens stuff up. And even beyond that, then the conversation turned and he said, look, you know, I've exited a couple businesses. You've exited a couple businesses. You're in the middle of trying to find your next thing. Here are some thoughts that I have about thinking through that process, and to be willing to be open to that feedback, which is my third point, is accept all feedback. Don't defend or argue. Now, you can clarify, of course, but there, I had this great conversation where someone was kind of questioning my assumptions. And I don't particularly do very well with that. Like, that's always a struggle for me, because I do have assumptions and I believe in them. But I realized that if I let someone take me down a path or question an assumption that took me down a different path, it was a fun thought experiment. And it didn't have to be something that rocked my world or that sent me to a conclusion that I don't believe in, but it allowed me to walk down a path of yeah, maybe I do need to take, you know, more time off, or maybe I should consider an alternative type of business as my next business if I ever do one. And I was already considering that, but it was just some kind of more, I don't know, more opinions in the works. And it wasn't anyone that was telling me, being prescriptive or telling me what to do, but it was just a different path, you know, a different line of thinking. And frankly, I had a hot seat at one point where, you know, a hot seat is where you sit down and you define a very specific problem you're trying to think through, and then everyone in the room gets to weigh in. It's about 30, it can be any length, but let's say it's 30 or 40 minutes. That can be really difficult if you're not used to taking all that feedback. And so I was telling myself, you know, point three was accept all feedback. And then point four, I was writing everything down. So I have pages of notes. People were mentioning tools, mentioning structures, mentioning, like there were some random thoughts that were so off the wall. But when I heard them, I wrote them down instantly so that I can think later, does that make sense? And can I kind of use that idea as a seed of a brainstorm? And that's how I viewed this, right? Is some of it was just brainstorming and other of it was really well thought out thoughts or thought out opinions and ideas. And with this many smart people in the room, and that's the other thing. I mean, I should caveat this with everyone in that room is smart, is accomplished. We all may view things differently and we have different experiences, but it wasn't a room of people who've never done anything. Like everyone in that room, you know, either runs a successful business, has run a successful business. Many have exited successful businesses. So any opinions or thoughts I get, even if I don't agree with them, they're still from someone who has thought this through and they're still from someone who I can give the leeway to. And so my fourth point of writing everything down was just, I couldn't capture all, you know, keep everything in my head at all times because there was just so much good information coming out the entire time. And my fifth step that I used over this weekend was to reflect daily. So at the end of the sessions each day, even kind of before dinner sometimes, I would go up into my room, close the door, and I'd sit down with everything that was said that day. And I would try to run through and read through all the notes and try to expand them if I felt like I wasn't going to remember things later. And then the sixth point is I would question my assumptions. And I would take some of the feedback that I felt like I would dismiss later, or maybe I felt like wasn't super comfortable for me to hear. And I would try to think through where I want to go and does this apply to me? And is this thought on paper, is this a better idea or a better track than, you know, than I otherwise would have gotten on my own? And I would take those, and my step seven was to create action notes from the day. And a lot of those were either research this topic further, read this book, read this blog, listen to this podcast, or, you know, get in and start trying to validate these assumptions. And so it was really next steps based on the things that came out of that day that I thought were the most interesting. Some of them were try a new software tool. Like there were a ton of tools thrown around from these, there were some deep, deep advertising or SEO experts. And it really made me realize how far removed from that space I am, because I had never heard of probably 60%, 70% of the tools. And I used to know them all off the top of my head, right? This is the world I lived in, really from 2005 to, let's say, 2012. It was SEO, AdWords, even display advertising. And now, you know, I have a bunch of research to do coming off of that. It's something that I think I can use and will push me forward as I continue to think about, you know, what is coming next for me. And even if all I'm going to do is angel invest and advise, it's still good to know about this stuff. It's a fun thing for me to do. And I know that it will come in handy, whether it's for my personal blog or for the Zen Founder site or for MicroConf for startups or the rest of us. You know, I have all these sites that can use this knowledge, or if I wind up being part of something in the future, a company in the future, obviously, that will help. So that was my step seven, was to create action notes each day. And again, this was my process, so this may not work for you, but it was this daily reflection, questioning assumptions, and then creating these notes that helped me come away from that, you know, the event without feeling so overwhelmed. It's easy to feel overwhelmed with, like, there was so much information, I don't know where to start. Or what does this one note, half incomplete sentence mean? You know, what was I supposed to do there again? And while it was still fresh, I would try to sit down and kind of document. And then my eighth and final step was to pay it forward, right? Pay it forward even when you're tired, because there were tons of conversations in the evenings or other hot seats where you can kind of check out, or you can, you know, you can take all the information from other people and you don't necessarily, you're not forced to give back. But the gestalt of the group is to give your best ideas and to offer help and to say, you know what, you're thinking about acquiring a SaaS app, you've never run one. I've run a bunch of them and I've acquired some of them as well. And it's like, you know, when you see something you like, you can email me and I'm gonna spend time to give you my feedback, you know, my honest feedback. And it's like, you know, whether it's in the moment giving your opinions and ideas or whether it's offering in the future to pay it forward, this is what a community is about, right? And this is what I see this in the MicroConf community, see this in the Rhodium community, business and software community. There are communities where people are definitely out to build their own businesses, but they're also out there to help other entrepreneurs in a genuine way. You know, it's not someone standing up on a stage saying, I want to help entrepreneurs, and then pitching their $2,000 info product from the, you know, from the back of the house, or doing affiliate links with everything and making boatloads of money off the hosting when they say they want to help entrepreneurs. I mean, this is truly, there are groups of people who want to see and help others succeed purely for the joy of it and not just for the potential gain that you might see later on. Just by helping other people, there's probably going to be some gain at some point, but I want to be the kind of person who does it whether the gain comes back to me or not. So those were my 8 steps to making the weekend and this small retreat mastermind experience feel productive, but also I think maximize it for myself and hopefully for others. Overall, my sense is that I really should probably do another one of these soon because I took some takeaways away from this that I'm just not sure how else I would have gotten to those conclusions. You know, it's not something I would have come to on my own. I was able to hear an idea, write it down, and have a bunch of questions about it that person couldn't help me with, but then walk 4 steps and talk to this other person who was an expert in the thing that I was thinking about. And he was able to answer like 40 questions I had in a 15-minute jam session where I was just scribbling notes so fast, almost using shorthand. And he confirmed a bunch of assumptions that it might have taken me weeks to confirm. And then I would go over to the next person, you know, and ask, well, what do you know about this? And what are your opinions on this? And he's like, well, I've actually thought that through before, and XYZ. And it's just like, how do you get that otherwise, you know, other than being in a room with smart people who are willing to help one another? And so the realization for me is in pushing past my comfort zone and going to an event like this, this small mastermind, and there, you know, there are obviously the Rhodium Mastermind is one, but there are others. There's the Big Snow Tiny Confs, which Brian Castle and Dave Rodenbaugh and I think Craig Hewitt have put on in, I think it's like Vermont, Denver, and in France, and they have raved about them. And I've tried to go to one before and the schedule didn't work, but it makes me really think that I need to get on that because I think that being, even though I don't ski and probably wouldn't hit the slopes at all, just being around entrepreneurs and having the ability to exchange ideas was great. The other thing that I would say is I took a lot of time to myself. So when we weren't in session or at a meal, I tended to just hit the beach and walk. And I would walk for 30 minutes up and down the beach and I would think. Sometimes I was listening to music. I always had my notebook with me and I was trying to just process because so much information was coming through. Or I'd go up to my room and close the door and draw the blinds and think. And I was just trying to process it all and figure out, you know, how to prioritize the stuff and how to, I don't know, trying to get through it. And I think that helped me as someone who doesn't necessarily like, I'm kind of on the edge, introvert, extrovert, in all honesty, but I do get tired of constant conversation, but it allowed me to be recharged and to be able to come back to the next conversation or the next session much more clear-headed with a posture that I had the energy to give thoughts, advice from my experience and also to accept it and still be able to crank those notes. So that'd be another thing that I would be mindful of is when you need, don't have FOMO that when everyone's together all the time, you have to be there too, that you're going to miss out. I think taking the time to recharge if you need it is extremely valuable and will kind of make an experience like this much better. And this is advice I give to folks when they come to MicroConf as well, right? It's even though it's a big, big conference, it's like you can just get overwhelmed with the extroversion, and I call it the extrovert hangover, like a couple days of that. And pretty soon you're overwhelmed and you're tired and you're no longer absorbing thing and you're no good to yourself or the people around you because you're not present anymore. So I think that might be the final tip of how to get a lot out of something like this. So hat tip and many thanks to Chris Yates from Rhodium. And you know, if this kind of thing sounds interesting to you, I'd encourage you to check out rhodiumweekend.com. I believe that the conference is in the fall, each year in Las Vegas, and it is by application only. And frankly, you have to qualify. And I believe Chris interviews people, so it's a very high bar to be, you know, part of this community. And I spoke at the event a few years ago. Sherry spoke last year, and I have a lot of respect for what Chris has built. There's so many events that I think are out there to be, I don't know, it's like, you know, it's their money grabs or their people trying to build a cult following or whatever. And then there are the events that are the opposite and that are truly, yes, they're set up to be profitable, but they're truly there to build a community of like-minded folks. I view MicroConf as that. I view Rhodium Weekend, and I view Business of Software. And obviously there are others, but those are the three that I'm most familiar with. So if you're interested, check that out. And thanks so much for listening. And we'll talk to you again next week.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Zen Founder. Our theme song is A New Beginning by bensound.com, used under Creative Commons.